We're playing games with Karin Soni and Geraldine Viswanathan from the TBS comedy Miracle Workers. Are you ready for another game?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Okay, this one you're going to work together.
Okay.
Jonathan Coulton is going to sing you the clues in this game called Other Tens.
Yes, so this is the latest in our critically adjacent series of decade-themed music parodies about history. We rewrote popular songs from the 2010s and rewrote them to be about things from the tens of any century. So you just have to tell me what thing I'm singing about, or the song or artist that I'm parodying. And for a bonus point, you can then guess what century's tens that thing comes from.
Woo! I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
I can't get the spinach that is caught between my choppers, between my choppers. Grab this minty string and hold it taut. I got some whoppers, I got some whoppers.
Okay, I know the song, That's I Can't Feel My Face.
That's right.
The Weeknd.
Yes.
And I think you're talking about floss.
I am. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about dental floss. Well done.
Wow.
You got them all.
Wow, you're really good at this.
Yeah. All right, so for a bonus point, in what century did dentist Levi Speer Parmley, that's a real name, invent the first form of dental floss?
The 1900s?
That's a good guess. Very close. It was actually the 1810s.
No way.
Yeah.
It's been around for a long time. All right, here's another one.
Jambalaya. I'll go there and eat a bowl of jambalaya. Walk down Bourbon Street and hear some jazz on fire. Lift my shirt at Mardi Gras, beads a la choir. Jambalaya.
Despacito?
Despacito, that's right.
New Orleans? What else are we supposed to guess?
Yeah, New Orleans.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
New Orleans. Now, for a bonus point, in what century did French colonists found New Orleans?
Let's say
18th century? Is that what you're saying?
18th century? Yeah.
18th century. 1710s. That's correct.
Oh,
that
yay!
1718.
Yeah, well done.
All right, here's another one.
XYZPDQ. Cause I see what's beneath. I'm saying you should close your fly with its interlocking teeth.
Well, that's Rolling in the Deep.
It is. Adele, that's right.
Yep, great.
Is this a pant zipper?
A zipper is exactly what we were looking for.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, well done. All right, so for the bonus point, in what century did Gideon Sundback design and patent the modern zipper?
Oh, Gideon.
Gideon Sundback.
How did Gideon Sundback call it a zipper and not a Gideon or a Sundback?
I know.
Talk about a missed opportunity.
That's true.
Your Gideon's open.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my Giddy's broken. I think...
19.
Like 19.
Mm. Yeah, 1910s. That's right. 1917.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not that long ago.
Feels like forever.
All right, here's the last clue.
Wait in line round the block at a bakery in New York. Ask for this cream-filled pastry. No, you don't need a fork. It combines two baked goods, and each one is made of dough. It's for you if you like things named with the portmanteau.
I know what the thing is.
Yeah.
I know what the song is.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, teamwork.
Perfect.
It's Pharrell's Happy. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Is it a cronut?
It is a cronut.
Mm. Yep.
Absolutely.
Ooh, I just got so hungry.
Yeah. All right, so a bonus point, in what century did French-American pastry chef Dominique Ancel invent the cronut?
21st century, baby.
That's right, 21st century. A modern invention, the cronut.
Wow.
So, okay, guess what? I saw the fear on your face going into some of this. But you did amazing.
You guys did great.
Thank you.
Karin Soni and Geraldine Viswanathan star in the comedy Miracle Workers. Its third season is on TBS and is set on the Oregon Trail. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
After the break from RuPaul's Drag Race and the Broadway stage, it's Peppermint. So unwrap a candy of your choice and stay tuned. You've earned it. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.